Mike Lukovich, thanks for having us, and welcome to A Closer Look.
Good day. Well, it's great to be here, Dennis. Thank you.
As we speak, the new edition of Charlie Hebdo, the first issue since the massacre, is out, and it's sold out immediately, some 50 times more circulation than
they've ever had. Right.
Did that surprise you at all?
No, I think that, you know, especially in Paris where the attack occurred, I think it was a way for people to show their solidarity. I mean, there's been various marches, and this was just another way that people could say, hey, you know, we're with you, and what happened is not what this culture, this society is all about.
Did it surprise you, though, that they put on the cover, once again, a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad?
No, I mean, that's kind of what they do. I mean, and they're slightly different than what I do. My job is to have an opinion on something and try and get that opinion across in a cartoon, hopefully using humor or sarcasm. But my primary goal isn't to provoke people unnecessarily. If they get provoked because they get PO'd about a cartoon.
Because you do provoke people.
I do, but I don't try to provoke them. I try and get my point out there.
That's interesting. It's never occurred to me that at some point you wouldn't be sitting there thinking as you're drawing something, boy, I hope this blanks people off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are times when I've thought, oh, I like this cartoon, and it makes me laugh because it'll...
This issue is so silly, I really hope they get mad. Said that?
No, I think it would be dishonest to say that I've never felt that way. But normally when I'm doing a cartoon, I just feel like I want to get my point out there. And if I can do it using humor or sarcasm, and if it makes people mad, I don't care. But it's all to make a point. Whereas I think that the Paris cartoonists at that particular weekly newspaper, I think their job was to just kind of provoke people and skewer sacred cows. And they did that very, very well. So they were doing what they should have been doing. And I think that putting Muhammad on the cover after this terrorism, first of all, it just reaffirms their courage and shows that they aren't going to surrender to any extremist group, whether it's religious or political.
Have you ever been tempted to take an image that some folks consider sacred? Let's say it's the Prophet Muhammad or Jesus, as the South Park guys do.
Right.
You ever been tempted to do that?
No. I mean, I have gotten cartoons that people react very strongly to and have gotten very angry about. You know, and I'm nominally Catholic, and during the pedophilia scandals, I was hitting the Catholic Church regularly, but I never was tempted to use Jesus in a cartoon because Jesus was not part of what was going on, and if I had put Jesus in a cartoon and knocking the Catholic Church for the pedophilia scandal, that symbolism of using Jesus would have overwhelmed any message I was trying to get across. And so that's why I don't do it. I have put Jesus in other cartoons, but I'm not going to mock Jesus. I'm not going to mock the Prophet Muhammad. He wasn't the one that went in and killed these cartoonists. I don't do that. It's not to say that that they shouldn't be doing it. I mean, they have free speech, and every organization, whether it's religious or political, it's all... mankind is involved. They all deserve to be mocked.
So it sounds like, though, you have kind of an internal censor about what lines you don't want to cross because of your own internal compass. Is that the right way of putting it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I you know, it's not about being scared or too cautious.
Because that was where I was going. Have you ever hesitated with your pen above the paper and said, you know, if I put this down here, somebody going to come after me?
No, and I've gotten threats for cartoons. That's part of the job description, I guess. And those are upsetting when you get stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not going to unnecessarily try and provoke someone or some institution, but if an institution or an individual has done something or is doing something that I think is wrong, I'm going to hit them, and many times I hit them hard.
When you first heard about the attack in Paris, what went through your mind?
You know, I just felt kind of sick about it. I mean, I just thought, not to denigrate cartooning, but cartoons are pictures, and pictures can be very powerful, but not to be killed over. I mean, you know, if these idiots thought that they were so, if they were such blasphemy to the prophet, you know, use more powerful words or more powerful images to get your point across. You just look like a bunch of lowlifes when you kill someone over that. It doesn't help your cause. You know, you're actually defaming the peaceful prophet Muhammad more than any cartoon could ever do. And so it just, you know, it made me sick, and it made me angry, and just a little depressed for the, you know, for humanity. I mean, how crazy people can be.
Want to come back to something you said earlier, which was, you know, if these people got so angry over cartoons, pictures, in other words, to imply that, okay, yes, their point of view, but it's just a cartoon.
Yeah.
But if it were just that, if it had no power, newspapers wouldn't print it. I mean, what would you say to somebody who says, okay, that's a little bit disingenuous, because you want the images to have power. The papers want that.
Yeah, no, cartoons are powerful. I mean, I realize that, but I think, I guess it's almost, it's almost a comment. That comment was almost, I'm putting it towards myself, and I don't take myself seriously. I feel humbled by this whole thing, and being a cartoonist. But at the same time, it's still a cartoon, even though it can be very powerful. I don't know where I'm going exactly with that. I wasn't trying to demean cartoons at all, because I know that they are powerful. But I guess in the, no one deserves to be killed for an image or for words. That's just abhorrent.
So you are not going to change anything?
No. Except, you know, in the future, every cartoon I do will just be positive, and, you know, there will be no controversy about them. You know, they'll just be pats on the back to politicians, basically. So,
well, the session, you know, the legislative session's just starting. They'll be
thrilled. They are wonderful. They're a wonderful group of those guys. No, I will continue to question authority and look at it with a jaundiced eye.
It sounds like you feel like a little bit awkward, thrust into this position with other cartoonists, of sort of being, oh, we are now seen as the crusaders for free speech.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is a little bit. It is a little bit uncomfortable. And
how come?
That's a good question, Dennis. I guess because I'm a person that has this quirky ability. It's like the only thing I'm halfway decent at is drawing and coming up with ideas. And it's almost a lonely kind of job, because I'm the only one in this city that does it. You know, I have other cartoonist friends in different cities and different countries, but we're usually at our newspaper or website, we are the only person doing what we do. So it's a very independent and somewhat lonely job. So in that way, it's sort of a little uncomfortable to suddenly be a symbol for free speech. You know, I just feel. I mean, I'm not going to shirk. I'm going to keep doing what I do, and trying to do it to the best of my ability without fear. But it's a little strange.
Mike Lukovich has won a Pulitzer Prize or two in his day, and now he has won an international award from the United Nations for his cartoons, which you can see in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com.
Can I also mention one thing?
Yeah.
You know, people can find me on Facebook and Twitter as well, so if you send me a friend request on Facebook, you'll be able to see my cartoons every day that way.
Mike Lukovich, thanks so much for this time. We really appreciate it, and congratulations.
Thank you, Dennis.